Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. No, Danny. We do have a slasherini, though. Chris Russell is in studio. You know him as the Rooster. You're familiar with his work on Chad Dukes versus the World. I feel like you have now fully accepted the alias The Rooster, and you actually go by it. I was listening to you at night one night, and you're like, hey, it's The Rooster, cockle-doodle-doo. I mean, you are just...
I just mess with people.
No, guy, you love it.
Listen,
I really believe you love it.
You have Chris Russell with you, a.k.a. The Rooster, you know, kind of thing. I mean, just, like, Chris Russell is the worst name in the world. Like... The jabroni
don't
that
know
gave
this about
me,
you?
Yeah,
it's a fake name.
Absolutely, the jabroni that gave me that name 17 years ago had a list of 30 different names to choose from, all different from my last name, all much cooler than Russell, and I got stuck
Why
with Russell.
Why don't you like Russell?
Because it's boring.
Okay,
it's plain Jane.
So you should have been Chris Rooster.
Perhaps. I mean, listen.
Will you just admit that you love the shtick? That you love being the Rooster?
I mean...
I saw Russell. This is a true story. We'll get into football in a second.
I don't hate it.
Oh, there it is. He's close. He's close to admitting.
It's better than Big Sexy. Let's put it that way.
When we were walking into FedEx Field, we rode over one time together last year in the parking lot. And some guy came up and he's like, Grant, love the show with Danny. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And he goes, and Rooster. And he like points at him. He's like, you're the Rooster, man. And Russell's face lit up like a kid who just got a drum set on Christmas. I've never seen you happier than when you were branded as the Rooster. My fear for you, that you're changing your brand 10 years into a market.
I mean,
who are you, Bishop?
No, Bish. More people know me now like by this Rooster moniker than ever by Russell or WrestleMania.
Is that what you love about it?
Or Big Sexy or anything like that.
The Q rating's up and you're a little bit sized.
I mean, listen, whatever I've got to do to get, you know, like to be Grant Paulson territory,
well,
to be,
you know,
in that lexicon. Whatever I've got to do, I'm going to try and do.
Rainey, I think you're doing just fine. You have like 11 jobs. You're stacking paper.
Yeah.
You're just earning money all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Should check out my bank account.
I'll bet I would be really excited
You'd
to
be
add
flabbergasted.
It would be that good, huh?
Good is not exactly the way I would describe it.
Here's something that flabbergasted me.
Yeah.
The Bengals were offered a second-round pick for A.J. McCarron. Period. Just end the sentence there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start another sentence. The Bengals turned down a second-round pick for A.J. McCarron. Period. End the sentence there. Brody Logan of Fox 5 tweeted this. I thought it was funny, but it's so true. Which of those things is crazier? That the Bengals were offered a number two for A.J. McCarron, who has made three starts in three seasons.
Yeah.
Or that they didn't accept it. Because my initial thought on this is to make fun of the team that said, here's a second-round pick for a guy we don't know if he can play or not. Because 2 years ago, he looked okay at the end of a season for a good team. But I think it's even worse that the Bengals didn't accept it with a starter they're paying a lot of money to.
Right. But it just shows you, one, the market for the quarterback position in general. Two, for anybody that shows a pulse, that shows a sign of life, i.e. non-Christian Hackenberg division. And even McLuhan was on Twitter last night talking about how he loved Christian Hackenberg coming out. So you can always find the eye and, you know, the love in the eye of the beholder, whatever that statement is. But McCarron is a guy that a lot of people were into. I mean, he's not Jimmy Garoppolo
division.
Not that
many people were into him. Wasn't he drafted in the late round?
Yeah, but I mean, but what I'm saying is now that he's been in the NFL for a while, he's got some good preseason tape. Obviously, you mentioned at the end of the year, was 2 years ago, for Andy Dalton. I mean, he's fine. Again, it doesn't take – this was – And I guess circle the wagon times here. This goes back to the whole Kirk Cousins thing. For all these guys that rank him 19th best quarterback in the NFL, and I like Andy Benoit, I totally disagree. For all these guys that rank him, like Pete Prisco says he's the most overrated player in the NFL.
Well, he's incorrect.
Go pound sand, number one. Number two, they are so freaking hard to find competency-wise. Competency-wise.
And I want to get into Cousins as well, and maybe we can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. But in a world where A.J. McCarron is getting a second-round pick offered in exchange for his mediocre services, what is Kirk Cousins worth? Because whatever you think of Kirk Cousins, McCarron has three starts and has played in seven games.
Yeah.
Cousins has started and been productive and durable for two seasons, not missing a week, as an upper echelon passer who's got one of the three best quarterback ratings in football over 2 years.
The only problem and the only difference is while Kirk obviously has much more production, much more value, is because you have to pay him ultimately,
obviously,
if you're an acquiring team, 25-ish plus million dollars now. Of course, that drives down the theoretical trade value.
You quote-unquote have your quarterback of the future,
sure,
which is what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
So you're making a trade to acquire that player, just like you would be drafting.
Sure.
You'd be using a first-round pick to do that.
Sure.
But McCarron, it was three games. It was 2015, tail end of the season, 66% of his passes, couple hundred yards a game, six touchdowns, two picks. That was a good Bengals team, by the way, that made the playoffs. I think it's always easier to quarterback a good team than quarterback a bad team. Ask guys who have been with the Browns and looked really bad. Colt McCoy is an example. You know, gets thrown under the bus for his time there. No one was going to play well on that Browns team. And now he's 26 years old, but he didn't throw a pass last year.
Yeah.
A team offers you a second rounder for that guy. That's the dream.
You almost have to take him.
You take it.
But here's
but
here's the thing, and it's true for every
Dalton's
team.
Dalton's not going anywhere. If he gets hurt, you're screwed anyway.
Right. But that's where they feel, and I think to some degree the Redskins feel like this. Like if Kirk had a catastrophic blowout week one against the Eagles of his knee, Tom Brady division back in 2008, whatever it was. Like I think the Redskins think, okay, that would absolutely suck. But I think we can win six or seven games with Colt McCoy. I think they think that. At least Jay does.
Yeah, I guess. But A.J. McCarron, I would say, who would you rather have start for you, A.J. McCarron or Colt McCoy, to begin the year right now?
Me? I would rather have Colt.
See,
He's got more experience.
Okay, but are you saying with the Redskins in week one, with an offense he's been in, if I'm a random team and I got to sign one of those two guys to start, I'm taking A.J. McCarron.
Probably McCarron.
He's 26
upside.
More upside.
Sure.
So I get why you would give up more for a guy that I don't know if
on
he's
the
bad
Reds,
yet.
On the Redskins, of course.
Right. But I mean, I'm a random team, whichever team did this, whether it's Cleveland or somebody else.
Gotcha.
Take a chance on A.J. McCarron. But if he's worth a two, what is Cousins worth?
Mm-hmm.
And this should be evidence. This should be everything anyone needs to know about Kirk Cousins. And the fact that at $24 million, he's not overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about what they could get for him, and people say, are you crazy? You think they could get a number one, a number two, and a number four for him? Yeah, because A.J. McCarron can get a frickin' two. Cordell's in D.C. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guy?
What's up, Cordell?
This right here is a clear example of the fact that is of the market, the dire need for having a quarterback. And not just having a quarterback, but getting a halfway decent one to a good one the way we do and keeping them. Because when you're in a situation like a lot of these teams are where they pretty much have a below-average quarterback, you're going to sell your soul just to get an above-average one like an A.J. McCarron or average. You know, people are so stuck on saying we don't need to make Kirk Cousins the highest-paid quarterback and we don't need to overpay him this and that. It's the the market value is what's making it happen this way. Teams have to overpay because there's not many good ones in the league.
Correct. And when you said above-average, we don't even know. But that's the thing is they're willing to give up a second rounder to find out.
Yeah.
Which you do the same thing in the draft. I mean, you draft a player that you know nothing about. At least you've seen that this guy with the right cast around him can play at a high level because he did it late in a playoff-bound season for a pretty good team.
I don't know his contractual status, but again, you have to pay a lot less for A.J. McCarron, of course, than Kirk Cousins. So
right now?
Yeah.
But if he plays what Kirk Cousins did for two seasons, now
he's
in the same ballpark.
Absolutely.
Let's do this next at 800-636-1067, and I'll ask Chris the same question. I'll give you my thoughts as we steamroll towards the Redskins and the Ravens in Baltimore tonight. You're the head coach of the team. You're Jay Gruden. How long are you playing your starters for? And how would you navigate the four-game preseason if you were a coach? How much would your number ones play? That's what I want to know next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Hey, guys, Grant Paulson from my friend Jerry Mannix. Mannix Heating and Cooling. The team at Mannix Heating and Cooling are true pros in every aspect of their game. I know this now because they fixed a room that was always uncomfortable at my dad's house, and they did it with Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems that are more efficient and don't require that expensive, tedious ductwork. In most cases, the pros at Mannix Heating and Cooling can install them in less than a day. They were only at my dad's house for a couple hours, and he has been raving about it ever since. Best gift I have given him. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems feature individual room control so you can enjoy precise comfort. You know that room right now that's always hot. You just can't get it right. You don't like sleeping in it. Maybe it's cold during the winter. Get Jerry Mannix to take care of you like he did me. Mannix Heating and Cooling, they are the best. You see their orange trucks all over town. Nobody competes with their high quality. Their prices are impeccable and competitive. Call them right now at 703-777-9211. That's 703-777-9211. Or get online to get more info. The website is MannixHVAC.com. MannixHVAC.com. Tell them Grant sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.